has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to October, which can be a very scary month in the market. I still remember Black Friday, what was that, 1980, or Black Monday, which was 1987, I think. Yeah, October 19th, 1987, when the Dow plunged 23% in one day. So a lot of scary things in October, which I want to talk about here in the first quarter of the show. But first, let's take a look how we've begun a new month here. Boy, welcome to October. We've got the Dow down 163 points right now. That's not a good way to start a new month, is it? Welcome. 16,879. We have got the S&P 500 down 17 points. That's 0.9%. That puts it at 1954. We keep going back in time here on the S&P 500. The NASDAQ's down 51. That's 1.1%. The NASDAQ is at 4,442. The crude oil markets are also, they're up a little bit, but crude oil is at $90.35 after yesterday's plunge. Gold is at $1,211. You'd think with this scary world that gold would be a little happier, but it's not. $1,211 is where gold is at. The euro continues to fall, 1.26. European vacations have gotten a whole lot cheaper here recently. Strength of the dollar, weakness in the euro. Also, might want to travel to Japan. Their yen continues to plunge. The 10-year yield is at 2.43% as that safe haven is being sought, that safe harbor right now in the bond market. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, let's put it in perspective. The bull market has been going now for 66 months. It began on March 9th of 2009, and it's been in a primary uptrend ever since. And it will come to an end at some point in time, and a new bear market will ensue. That's why we have to be on our toes. That's why we have to be on guard. That's why we have to always be watching in the rear view mirror, because objects in the rear view mirror may be closer than they appear. There's a lot to be afraid of right now as we enter into October of 2014. And yet there's still a lot that's going right in the market. So we have to balance these. We have to weigh these out in our mind. And that's what I do on a continual basis, on a daily basis here at Gunderson Capital Management. On the one hand, I have to do everything I can possibly do to try to make money for investors in the market. But on the other hand, I have to protect the money that they have made over the last several years in the market. And as we greet a new month, yeah, there's a lot to be fearful of. Here's what I'm fearful of, okay? And even though last Friday in my newsletter I pronounced this 5.5-year-old bull to still be intact, that doesn't mean we go on our Pollyanna way, skipping along, saying, you know, this market will just go on forever, because it won't. And as we enter into the fourth quarter of 2014, here's what I'm worried about, and here's what I'm watching. None of these have happened yet, but they will break down at some point in the future. Number one, I think the biggest fear out there is the Fed. Obviously, the Fed drove the market up with stimulus, with quantitative easing, with everything they could possibly do to be accommodative. We got reassurance from the Fed again just a week ago that they would continue to be accommodative. But don't forget, they've gone from a quantitative easing stance to a quantitative tightening stance, and it's showing up in the market. It's brought the small caps to a standstill and darn near on the precipice of a sell signal, which has not occurred yet. But boy, those small cap stocks, Russell 2000, S&P 600, are very, very close to giving a sell signal. And they've been going strong. They had a 62% run over the last 2 years. And over the last 5 years, I look back, there's been that death cross, that 50-day moving average cross below the 200-day several times along the way. And every time, the small caps picked themselves up, got themselves back up on their feet, and rallied again. But one of these times, the small cap stocks is going to be over, and that death cross is going to stay. And small caps are going to begin to roll over. And this may well be that time. I have very little exposure. If I was a 401k investor or a TSP, Thrift Savings Plan investor, I would not have any exposure. And I haven't had any exposure for many months to small cap mutual funds, small cap ETFs, and even mid-cap U.S. we're talking about, mutual funds and ETFs. I just would not have any exposure there. Small cap stocks look very, very, very vulnerable at the current time. That scares me. The length of the bull scares me, right? 66 months, going on 67 here, and in 8 days we'll celebrate the 67th month anniversary, of which I have been, for the most part, fully invested the whole time. And every time a threat to the market came along, right now you could say, well, it's Ebola. It's a slowdown in Europe. It's the Fed. It's this. It's that. It's Ukraine. Yeah, all of these are threats to the market right now. But each time I've stepped back and looked at each threat to the market along the way, we've had many over the last 5.5 years. And I've come to the conclusion that this isn't the one that's going to end the bull market. And as recently as a week ago, 4 or 5 days ago, I pronounced this bull to still be intact. But I'm getting more nervous every single day. The Fed, small cap stocks, beginning to possibly break down here and actually give a sell signal. I don't like what's going on in Europe. The continued spat between them and Russia, Mr. Putin, all kind of trade sanctions going on, all kinds of punishment going on both sides of the coin, bringing trade to a halt and hurting a lot of companies. I don't like the big sudden rise and spike in the U.S. dollar, which really hurts U.S. multinationals. I would be very careful with U.S. multinationals right now. I owned Caterpillar for a while in the conservative growth accounts. I got out of Caterpillar several weeks ago because it's a U.S. multinational. It depends on a good global trading environment. I don't like the breakdown all of a sudden in the emerging markets, which has just happened all of a sudden. So there's a lot to worry about right now in the markets. Oh, I don't think Ebola's a big thing. We're seeing the Ebola stocks here really rally today. I don't know. I don't like to buy into story stocks like that. Techmira, a small biotech out of British Columbia, up 27% today. Retractable Technologies, a tiny little company out of Little Elm, Texas, symbol RVP. They make patented safety needle devices. It's up 21% today. And even Lakeland Industries, a tiny company out of New York that makes safety clothing, you know, these white suits that they walk around in as they handle Ebola patients, that stock's up 11% today. But I don't think that buying into any of these stocks is really a real good play right now. It's also scary to see 250,000 protesters in Hong Kong protesting against, all of a sudden, a heavy hand when they were promised back in 1997, 50 years will leave you alone. Well, it's only been, 17 years, and they're already starting to tighten the screws on Hong Kong. Well, there's a lot of positive things in the market, too, right now. As I look at individual stock charts on a daily basis, there's still a lot of things that look good to me. Big breakout in Panera Bread yesterday. They're benefiting from a weak dollar and lower grain prices. New all-time highs in Union Pacific yesterday, a railroad that I own that's benefiting from all kinds of different forces in the world. New highs here and new highs there. But very narrow leadership in the market right now. I only have 150 stocks with an A-minus grade or better. That's very, very neat, narrow leadership in my database of 3,900 different things. So there's a lot to worry about right now. We have to be on our toes. We have to be on guard. But at the same time, there's a lot of stocks that are holding up quite well and even breaking out and hitting new highs right now. When we come back, we'll talk about a few. This is Bill Gunderson. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And again, you know, sometimes stocks, no stocks now is the best place to be. We haven't reached that point yet. In my weekly newsletter back on March 27th, 2009, which is now a distant memory, those were some very dark days here in America. As foreclosure skyrocketed, people lost their homes, people lost their jobs, people lost big chunks out of their 401ks. We were in dire straits back in 2008, 2009, the worst recession that ever hit America, which could have gone into depression were it not for some never-before-seen moves made by different entities, the Fed, the Treasury, government, making concessions here and concessions there, saving our bacon from slipping into depression. And then that set off one of the biggest stock market rallies, a major bull market that began in 2009 March. And in March 27th, I wrote that a new bull market had been born here in America. And I've been bullish ever since. And since that time, the market has more than tripled, at least the S&P 500 has. The Dow has crossed 17,000. The S&P has crossed 2,000 after getting clear down to 660. Made a major move since then. The economy finally stabilized, got on its feet, and started to rebound. A lot was done. Money was printed. Bond rates were held artificially low. Quantitative easing was applied to the market in massive doses, almost like how they would treat an Ebola patient. And the market rose up from its sick bed. The economy rose up from its sick bed, and everything started to rise again. And we've been rising ever since. We've had a lot of scares along the way. Oh boy, a lot of scares along the way. We've had showdowns across the aisle, government shutdowns, fiscal cliffs, foreclosure crisis, real estate crisis, jobs crisis, wars, plagues, natural disasters. And I'm alive to tell about it. I still love what I do every day. Come to work every day and look for those signs. And I've been a bull in the market ever since March of 2009, late March of 2009. But I am a market timer. And at some point in time, I will turn negative in the market. That time has not come. However, there are segments of the market that I am now turning negative on. I've been negative on gold for the last 2.5, 3 years. If you follow along in my newsletter, you wouldn't have went chasing the precious metal, hoping for a crushing blow to the U.S. dollar and hyperinflation. And while I'm not saying that may not happen at some point in time, it hasn't happened yet. And all those that have been calling for it have got major egg on their faces. The dollar is in huge rally mode right now, and gold continues to sink. I've been bearish on the bond market for the last year and a half. I have no exposure to bonds. And even though they're holding up well and interest rates are remaining low, I still worry about the future of the bond market and interest rates. I think there's better places to be, and I've talked about many dividend-paying stocks that have done way better than bonds over the last several years. And that's where I prefer to be right now as opposed to the bond market. But I've been positive on equities for the last 5.5 years. Right now, I would put up a major warning flag on small and mid-cap U.S. stocks. They led the market last year. They were up. The small-cap index was up 40%. And while small-caps have not yet given a sell signal, they're very, very close to it. So you might want to take a look. You know, hey, everybody's got to do their own thing. You got to listen to different people and make your own decisions. But I know a lot of people have 401ks. And they have exchange-traded funds, or they have thrift savings plans. Maybe they work for the government, and I know they have choices in there. And a lot of those choices, usually they're always a small cap area that's available to you, U.S. small caps, U.S. mid caps. That's not an area of the market that I like right now. This year is an area, the area of the market that is favored over small caps are large cap companies, which have floundered for the last several years. While small caps were lapping them every couple of laps, the large caps were lumbering along. Well, now that has changed. And I have a lot of good large cap stocks in my portfolio right now. One that I currently own in both my conservative growth portfolio and in my growth and income portfolio is a company out of Omaha, Nebraska by the name of Union Pacific. No, it's not Berkshire Hathaway, which is probably just down the street. I'll bet the CEOs wave to each other all the time or meet at the local diner for lunch. Union Pacific has been a great stock over the years. In fact, it's one of the stocks in my beststocksnowapp.com that earns a trophy. It's a Gunderson Trophy winner. You see, I don't give trophies to all the participants, which has become a popular thing to do. When I was a kid, I had to steal home and get carried off the field, and we won the trophy, and the other teams didn't get the trophies. But I know we don't want little Johnny to feel bad. Union Pacific is a Gunderson Trophy winner. It's a $95 billion company. Over the last 10 years, it has lapped the market several times with its slow-moving trains. Union Pacific has delivered 24.4% per year. This is one of the best-performing stocks in the entire market. And don't forget, it's up against Intel and Apple and Gilead Sciences, and these ones that could run a lot faster. The little train that could continues to chug along. In fact, when I compare Union Pacific against all the other stocks it's up against in my database, it gets an A, a performance grade of A. Pays a dividend. Therefore, it qualifies for my income account because it pays a 2% dividend. When I look at valuation right now, when I take their earnings estimates of $6.35 next year, which are powerful, powerful earnings, grow them out over the next 5 years at 13-14% a year, which is currently the analyst consensus estimate, I get a 5-year target price of 186, which with a lot of what ifs between here and now, between now and then, but it meets my value criteria, which is a very strict value criteria. It meets my performance or relative strength, relative performance criteria. It's one of the top performing stocks in the entire market, and out of 3,910 stocks in my database, it currently comes in at number 39. I currently own Union Pacific. It qualifies as a best stock now, not a recommendation, but just an example of what I consider to be a best stock now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Stocks Now Radio Hour. Wow, I was just looking at some charts here. You know what? Okay, now here's a true fact. Over the last 5.5 years, every time the market has looked scary and the market has pulled back, it's been a buying opportunity. Now, I'm not saying that this is a great buying opportunity, but there's individual stocks out there that are great buys. Right now, one that I picked up recently is Panera Bread, PNRA. I featured it a couple of weeks ago. Look at the chart of Panera Bread today. I just looked at it. Man, that thing is blasting off today. How did I find that stock? I found it using my Best Stock Now app because it had risen in rank to number 114 a few weeks ago. It gave me three straight days of A- or better, which for me is an informal buy signal. It requires a few other requirements. But as I looked at it that day, it passed all my tests, and the stock is blasting off. It's currently ranked number 34 out of 3,910 stocks. So while the market may look scary, the market is still made up of little decisions, right? You just cannot paint the market with one color. Well, I'm all out. I called my broker yesterday, and I sold everything. Okay? The guy who did that, how many times have they done it over the last 5.5 years, and how many times has it ended up being the wrong decision? Every single time. And how much has it cost that guy or gal who calls up and with a somehow like a badge of courage, I called up my broker yesterday and sold everything. I told him to get me out. Well, that hasn't been a good thing to do over the last 5.5 years, and it's still not a good thing to do. Well, there may be individual stocks that are giving up the ghost here that look scary. But look at Panera Bread breaking out to not new highs, but out of its recent consolidation. That's a powerful stock chart here today. The reason I bring up Panera Bread, because I'm going to mention another stock here that I don't currently own, but it is starting to make some rumblings. And it's starting to show up very close to giving me a buy signal. I have a little bit of experience with this stock. I'm familiar with it, and I have my eyes on it, and I thought I would feature it here. It's not one I own, but it's one that's very high on my watch list right now. My app, Best Stocks Now app, which has been as high as number 2 in the iTunes store as far as the financial sector of apps, it's been as high as number 2 within the last 2 or 3 weeks. It was number 2. I invented it. I put it on a spreadsheet, and then I went and visited someone that I've known for a long, long time, grew up with him, went to 3rd, 4th grade together, kept in contact ever since. He is a software guy. He is a code writer up in the Bay Area for Wells Fargo. I said, Douglas, let's put this thing onto this new crazy gadget called an iPhone. And I went and bought Douglas an iPhone. And I bought him a little Mac computer because he's always been a Windows or an open source kind of guy. And we learned a new language, iOS 6 or whatever it was at the time. And together we wrote an app called Best Stocks Now. We ranked 4,000 stocks, including indexes, sectors, mutual funds, ETFs. I love it. It's been a wonderful, if nobody else uses it in the world, I don't really care, because it's been a wonderful tool for me as a money manager. And one of the stocks is, oh, by the way, Douglas is up in the, he lives between San Francisco and Sacramento, and he commutes into the Silicon Valley. But right by Douglas and his wife is a little restaurant that is packed all the time. I don't understand it. Texas Roadhouse. Man, I'm telling you cannot get in that place on a Friday night. We always drive up the freeway a little ways to a place called the Cattleman's, because you know how it is. You got to have a good steak every once in a while. Texas Roadhouse is headquartered in Louisville, Kentucky. And it is a $1.9 billion market cap company. I've never owned this stock in the past, but all of a sudden it's rumbling, and I have my eye on it. Okay, so let's just take a look at why it's rumbling all of a sudden. Well, performance. Let's begin there. Since it's come public, it doesn't have a 10-year record yet. And you know what? I've driven by many other Texas Roadhouses. I think I've eaten there once or twice in my life. I mean, it's okay. But they're obviously doing something right to fill that parking lot every single night. Over the last 5 years, the stock has delivered 23% per year, while the market's only delivered 13. That's pretty good performance out of a small cap chain restaurant stock. Over the last 3 years, the stocks averaged 31% per year, while the markets averaged 20%. Now remember, this is a small cap. This is an aggressive growth type of stock. This is not a blue chip that pays a dividend. This is a different animal. And lastly, this stock has underperformed the market over the last 12 months. It's only up 8% while the market's up 17%, but it gets a momentum grade right now of B+, because over the last 6 months, this thing started to break out. It's broken out of a one-year consolidation. And all of a sudden, the app is pointing my eyeballs to TXRH and saying, hey, at least you ought to take a look here. All right. Breaking out is one thing. Good technicals is one thing. Good performance is one thing. I like value. I don't like to pay too much for my stake. We got a place here in San Diego. It's like $72 for a bone-in ribeye. Who's going to pay $72? It better be good. I wouldn't know because I'm too cheap to pay $72 for a bone-in. But I imagine you can go to Texas Roadhouse and get a pretty good dinner for $17, $18. Maybe it's along the lines of Outback Steakhouse, something like that. It's all I know. It's crowded all the time. Well, it currently is expected to earn, make money. It's profitable. It's been profitable for the last 8 years. You would think with a full parking lot like that, someone's making some money somewhere. Texas Roadhouse is expected to make $1.47 in earnings next year. The analysts that cover the company think that they can continue to build more Texas Roadhouse across America. Right now they have 420 of them. They plan to open 25 to 30 more over the next 12 months. And they think that the company can continue to grow by 12 to 13% per year. Well, let's take those $1.47 in earnings and let's grow them over the next 5 years, and let's put a multiple on a restaurant stock. You know, some comparables would be Darden, would be Outback, Bloomin' Onion, Bloomin', BLMN, other restaurant stocks out there. And I come up with a $47 target price 5 years from now, and the stock's currently trading at $27, which gives it 80% upside potential. A lot of what-ifs between now and then. Out of 3,910 stocks, Texas Roadhouse currently comes in at number 67. Now, as I go through the market each day, which usually is about a 6-7 hour task, man, I look at it, I cram as many things in as I can while the market's open as possible. I've already looked at about 100 charts here this morning, valuations, performance, rankings, etc. Seen a couple things that I like. But if something really stands out to me, and that's only four or five things a day, I send out a tweet. I'm very transparent here at Gunderson Capital Management. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Bill Gunderson. But those tweets at the end of the day, get home from work, you can go to my website, pwstreet.com, and you can see what tweets I send out. Yesterday, I sent out a tweet. It's the first comment I've ever made on Texas Roadhouse. And they're recorded on my app, everything I have to say. You can look up your stock and see if I've said anything about it lately. Here's what I said yesterday. I'm trying to use today's technology. I truly believe that the iPhone, the Android, it's the billboard of our day. I'm communicating with people. I had a guy yesterday write me from Beirut, Lebanon. I had another one from, I believe, somewhere up in Russia. Where do they find me? They find me on their iPhone on the Best Stocks Now app. I love technology and how we've become a smaller world. Yesterday I sent out a tweet on Texas Roadhouse. This is moving up very high on my watch list. It's breaking out today. It's number 264 and rising. And I also said I have no position. Today it's number 67. And who knows, by tomorrow I may have a position. If I do, it'll show up in my newsletter this week, pwstreet.com. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. But I must use the wrong line. I've been on the right trail. But I must use the wrong call. Hit us in a bad place. And I wonder what it's good for. I've been in the right place.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we talked about what scares me currently as we enter in to that scary month of October, where our Halloween decorations are already showing up at the local supermarket, and where we commemorate Black Monday back in 1987, October 19th, when the Dow was down 23% in one day. And then it made all of that up, I believe, by the end of the year. I've been bullish on the market, as the commercial says on my news about my newsletter, since March 27th of 2009, and I am a market timer. I do not believe in being fully invested in the market. If you come to me, you're not going to be put into index funds and forced to ride through them through thick or thin. The last bear market was to the tune of 53%. Now, no matter what kind of an investor you are, well, I'm a mailman. I just have a thrift savings plan. You know what? It's just as important for you to be invested in the right choices in your thrift savings plan as it is for the hedge fund manager that manages $10 billion, in my opinion. In fact, it's even more important because it's your money. It's your future. It's your retirement. I mean, even the postman could have lost 53% had he had 100% of his TSP plan in the S&P 500 back in 08 and 09. I have a little section in my newsletter on TSP plans, and I've already put out a warning here on the show. I'd be very careful with U.S. small and U.S. mid-cap stocks right now. This continues to be a large cap U.S. year, and that's about it. I'd also be very concerned with bonds, but I do publish that every single week in the newsletter. And I know that there's a lot of folks out there that have 401ks at work. This is probably the most important vehicle that you have as far as wealth accumulation and retiring someday. You know, it is a good idea to put a little bit aside every week, because it can sure grow over time. You know, a lot of people are putting 10, 15 grand away per year into their 401ks, tax deferred, not having to pay taxes on the money that goes in there, and then being able to invest. Okay, now what do you invest in? There's the second key. You can save all your life, but if you're not compounding and growing that and using compound interest over the years, I had a client who put money away in her 401k every week for years, and she put it into the money market every week. And when finally she came to me after like 20 years at her company, big company, U.S. company, she only had like 50 grand in her 401k or something like that, less than 100. And that could have grown to a fairly substantial amount over time had she just stepped up the risk and managed it just a little bit along the way. And I have a 401k section in my newsletter. Look, I know you probably have these basic choices: small caps, mid caps, large caps, bonds, foreign, precious metals, maybe natural resources, maybe healthcare, maybe technology. I don't know. I'm sure you have a pretty wide array of choices. How important it is to be in the right areas of the market, the world at any given point in time, and also to avoid the next bear. I can't make any guarantees or promise anything, but I am a guy that believes at some point in time this 5.5-year-old bull will come to an end and there will be signals. And as of last Friday, I was still bullish overall on the market, but not the entire market. The market's made up of a lot of pieces and a lot of parts. I do not like gold or natural resources. I do not like bonds. And I haven't liked them for quite some time. There are other areas that I do like. And I do not like in the 401k arena right now. I'd be very careful in that small, mid-cap, which has been the place to be, which has been the garden spot for the last 2 or 3 years. But now it's shifting. The market does shift from time to time, and I believe that you have to shift with it or you'll get run over by it. And at some point in time, there may come a time when you don't want to own any stocks at all. But even though, having said that, even in 2009, I noticed a lot of areas of the market. When the market was down 38% in 2008, actually, there were a lot of stocks that actually flourished that year. Pawn shops did great. Dollar stores did great. Gun dealers did great. So, you know what? Biotechs did great. There's usually always something that's bucking the trend and flourishing because the conditions in the world warrant it. So you can follow along every week. The newsletter goes out to all my clients every weekend. I want them to know and to be informed. Hopefully I have the best informed clients in the world because they get my newsletter every single weekend. And whether they read the whole thing or just glance at my current stance on the market, at least they can go to work with a little bit of confidence, knowing that Gunderson has gone through the technicals, the fundamentals, the valuations, this, that, China, Russia, Ukraine, Ebola, all these different things that face us on a daily basis, and you know why I'm doing what I'm doing. And if you like to do it yourself, you know, I was a newsletter junkie. I tried a lot of stock market newsletters over the years, and about 18, 19 years ago, I developed the newsletter that I wanted to see. And over time, I've refined it. You know, hey, look, you have to judge for yourself. But I make a very generous offer. You know, a lot of these guys, you get like last month's newsletter, one sample, and that's it. And then we cut you off. I give out 4 weeks of my current newsletter. You'll get it this Friday. Hey, you know what? If you want to line your birdcage with it on Sunday, that's fine with me. But just read the first few pages, first two, three pages, till the part where I say, here's the bottom line on where we're at in the market right now. And then I get into the model portfolios and this and that, the stock ideas like Panera Bread, etc. But anyways, you can sign up for my newsletter at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. My main business is not a newsletter writer. I mostly write the newsletter for my own good because it forces me to stop every Thursday, Friday, and really look intently at the big picture. But I also make it available to my clients, and I also have a lot of subscribers to the newsletter who follow along and who rely on me heavily for their market guidance. I think I've guided them pretty good over the last 5.5 years. And if you say, you know what, I don't want to manage my money anymore and I'm not happy with where I'm at, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.